Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. God's Word, written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. As the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Perhaps this summer you often see a farm field where both sunshine and rain have come down on that field. You have watched as rows and rows of corn reached toward the sky. First appeared little sprouts that hardly seemed more than organized weeds, but then they grew taller, knee-high, and now those little sprouts have become full stalks that stand taller than you. Maybe, though, you don't see cornfields where you live. Instead, you have watched your tomato plants or your garden flowers. You have witnessed that when water contacts the soil, plants grow and thrive. It's a perfect picture of what occurs in the places we call churches. As people gather, it is God's word that comes down from heaven. The Bible is read, songs are sung, messages are delivered by the pastor. God's word contacts human hearts. We cannot watch hearts as closely as we do the soil of the fields, and we may not witness green sprouts reach for the sky, but people grow and thrive. God promises it. He promises that when he sends his word to human hearts, it produces. It accomplishes his desire and achieves his purpose. What is God's purpose for you? He desires that you will come to him because you thirst for his love and mercy. He desires that you will turn to listen to his word and know his mercy and pardon. He desires that you will be able to go forth in your life with joy and peace. In his word, God tells you that his Son also came down to accomplish what he desired and achieve the purpose for which God sent him. That purpose was that his own Son give his life over to death for you. Jesus died to purchase your life out from underneath the weight of your guilt. God's purpose was that Jesus' blood shed on the cross makes you clean in God's sight. God's purpose is that the victory his Son accomplished by his resurrection from the dead be your very own by trusting in Jesus as your Savior. Do you see a church where you live in which God's word is proclaimed? Now is the perfect time to let God's word cause faith to grow and thrive in your heart. Almighty God, send forth your word into my heart in abundance, so that my faith in Christ may grow and flourish. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.